Come on to my house, in my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, in my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and every god I do.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Alicia Stafford. Alicia is the assistant merchandiser at the North Coast Co-op. She is one of the people responsible for getting the great, fresh, and local produce into the Eureka and Arcata stores. Alicia, how did you end up as the assistant merchandiser down at the Co-op?
Well, I've worked at the Co-op for a total of 9 years. I took a very small break in between, but when I did come back to the Co-op, I was actually working in the pricing department, and that's under the supervision of Ron Sharp, who is our merchandiser. And when his assistant left, the position opened, and it seemed like something that I really, really wanted to get into, so I applied, and luckily I got the job.
And do you have an interest in food systems? Do you cook yourself?
I absolutely have an interest in food. It's probably at the top of my list of things I love, right up there with my husband and my dog, so... Yeah, I love food, and that was really what drew me to work at the Co-op initially, and I also wanted to do something that was community involved, and so working at the Co-op, you know, satisfies both of those agenda items, and I do love to cook. I cook very much at home every night. Actually, we cook a homemade meal, which I understand these days is kind of rare, but it is one of my great pleasures in life is being able to cook from scratch, and so I absolutely love that aspect of it.
Now, you bring us to the Co-op, things that come locally from local farmers. How do you work to make that happen? What are kind of the processes that make that happen?
Well, we have many farmers in the area, and once a year, usually in January or February, myself and the two produce managers, Chris Alford and Joey Beasley, get together with the farmers. We sit down with both new and prospective farmers, and what we do is we have a list of items that we are currently getting from the farmer. So, for instance, if we're working with a particular farmer, we'll meet with them and ask them, how is our relationship going? Is there anything that has changed? Is there anything that we can improve upon? And we kind of go over the logistical stuff. And then we get down to the meat and bones of it, or the veggies and the fruits of it, and that is figuring out, are they still going to grow the same products this year? Some people decide that, you know, I'm so over that product, I don't want to grow garlic anymore or some other item. And so I have a list that I put that item onto as being an open account. And an account would be broccoli or artichokes or lettuce or beans or apples. And so we have the different accounts. So as we're meeting, they'll let me know what they're going to grow, and I'll ask them what dates they hope to have it. And of course, it's a best case scenario. This is Humboldt County, anything can happen. And we've had an absolutely great year this year so far. Last year was a lot harder.
Last year was dismal.
Last year was very dismal, and you could actually see it in our produce, is that we didn't get as much local produce as we had wanted. So in a best case scenario, if the farmer had 100% germination and the sun and the rain all worked out great for him, then they would tell us their ideal time frame of which that we can get that product. And so I create a spreadsheet that has the different weeks across the year, and then also down the vertical axis, we have the different products. And so the farmer will let us know, I'll have apples from August to September, and it'll be this apple, and then this other apple comes on a little bit later. And so we gather up all of that information and put it into a giant spreadsheet, and we have a nice picture of what we can expect for the year, best case scenario, of course.
Now, how about filling in for those times, like before those products are ripe here, perhaps they're ready down in the Central Valley? How do you work that out? How do you get those products up here?
Well, of course, you know, we love to have as much local produce as possible. And as you mentioned, we can't always have it. And so we work with a couple of distributors, Earl's Organic Produce and also Veritable Vegetable, and we work with them to bring in those other items so that we have pretty much what most of the shoppers want year-round.
And then there are things, you know, that we're never going to get from California. We've got the coconuts. You know, there's those products like bananas. Mm-hmm. Are there other things that we should be looking for in addition to the organic and locally produced items? Any other labels?
Well, we have another program that's called Trust Your Source that might be of interest to people. And that's not only for our farmers, but it's actually for any local vendors where you can find out information about their sustainable practices. So that's a really cool thing that the Co-op is doing right now to help educate our consumers. And I've definitely found in this area, people are thirsty for knowledge. The more that they know, the more interested they are in that product. They're interested in how far the product came to get to us. They're interested in their practices that they have out on the farm. Do they dry farm? Do they compost? Do they recycle? And so we're really inviting all of our local vendors to participate in that program. And so that is mostly our local vendors. It is a voluntary program, so not everybody does it, but it's another great way to kind of get an idea of, you know, where your produce is coming from.
And also, you know, you hear a lot about farm workers, you know, and maybe some of the working conditions may not be, you know, all that you would like them to be. Are there ways to kind of assure that that's going on as well?
I do know that our produce buyers, Joey and Chris, do try to get as much fair trade as they can. Another thing to consider is because we are member owned, we also listen to what our members are wanting. And if there is something, a product that you want, or maybe even that you're not happy that we're carrying, you can always let us know. Of course, since we are member owned, we have many members to try to please, and you can't please everybody all of the time. But being a co-op, we're member owned, so we want our members to talk to us.
I gotta say, that is a unique thing about the co-op, is when you walk in, one of the first things you see is kind of an information place, a person to talk to. Mm-hmm. Whereas most of the stores, that's kind of tucked in the back in the corner, and you know, you can find a manager or somebody, you know, to talk to if you really, really try really hard. But in the co-op, you can walk right up and say, hey, I've had a problem with this product, or hey, can you order this other product? Or you at least feel like you can talk to somebody.
We try to be available whenever anybody ever has a question for us. And both of the produce managers and most of the produce staff are really knowledgeable about it. Most of the people that work here love food. It's a common thread.
I know I've had some conversations about recipes as items go across. They go, oh, it looks like you're making lasagna here. So
yeah.
It seems like they're involved in meeting the customers and kind of knowing a little bit about them.
Yes, it's a benefit of living in this community. So
how do you get the word out to customers about what is locally produced? I mean, like in the store, how do you get the word out, and maybe through emails and things like that?
Well, we have a sign in the store that says what's local this week in produce, and you can come in and see that. That's also on our website. And we also have signage that tells you if it's local and which farm it came from and where they're located. So if you were getting potatoes from Warren Creek, it would say Warren Creek Farm, you know, Arcata.
Okay. Lots of signs in the store and then on the website as well?
On the website as well, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you also put out a newsletter.
Yes. And the information is in there. It's basically a quarterly calendar of what you can hope to expect from the co-op, from our local producers.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you wish people produced here locally that you're not quite seeing yet, or any room for expansion?
Well, there's some products that just don't transport very well, and so sometimes that's a little bit more difficult. But we're working with the farmers, and they're willing to experiment as well. You know, we're never going to have Thai coconuts that are local. We're never going to have bananas that are local, and I can accept that.
Uh-huh.
and then, for instance, one conventional item that we have, that we've always had, is jicama.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not sure if it's just because of how difficult it is to grow. So there are some items that this climate just isn't ready for. Sweet potatoes is another one.
Yeah. One of the things I'm wondering, too, are there products that seem to come into the store? And the one that strikes me in particular is when I see the winter squash there, and they're so beautiful. And I just imagine sometimes they go home with people and they sit there until they deflate on their countertop because they just don't know how to prepare them. Are there items like that that you think farmers produce in excess of what people could consume?
You know, I don't really think that they're producing it in excess, but I feel like we could be teaching people more. So for instance, this last winter we put out a guide to winter squash where we talked about the different varieties and what they were good for and different ways to use it. And I would say that we saw a slight lift or a slight increase in the amount of winter squash that we sold. So instead of going home and having this beautiful green squash just sitting there and, like you said, deflating, they brought it home and, oh, it's a kabocha squash and this tastes really good this way. And so we are definitely trying to educate people on the different produce if they're not used to it. I know for myself, some of the produce just looks really pretty and people want to take it home.
Uh-huh.
And then it just kind of shrivels away into nothing. But I'm sure they would love to be able to eat it as well. So.
Uh-huh. And I think some of the cooking classes as well give people ideas of, I noticed there are some seasonal cooking classes.
Yeah, we've started that up, I think, within the last year, as well as we do a back to the basics class where we cook with like whole grains and often we'll use a local seasonal vegetable. We're definitely listening to what people are wanting and needing, and we'd like to be able to fulfill that niche for them.
Great. Well, to find out what Alicia Stafford, assistant merchandiser, has posted for local specials, you can go to their website at northcoastcoop.com or take a trip to either the Eureka or the Arcata Co-op and check out the local produce list in person. This is Jennifer Bell, and I've been talking with Alicia Stafford from the North Coast Co-op. Thank you, Alicia.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Come on to my house, in my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and apricot, I do.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden, and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.